41 Hennepin County children met their new families on November 22nd, National Adoption Day. A celebration event was held at the Juvenile Justice Center. Michelle Finstead, an area manager for Children's Services of the Hennepin County, explained more about Adoption Day.
So we're celebrating National Adoption Day and finalizing adoptions for 40 children with 20 families. The children that are being adopted today have all been through the child protection system with Hennepin County and are now they're finalizing their new families.
The process in the courtroom was simple but serious. First, Judge Herbert Leffler took attendance of the foster parents, adopted children, and children's guardians who were present. Then, the guardians attested to the foster parents and the children's identities. The judge next asked the foster parents to make a vow that they would take good care of their adopted children. Judge Leffler's final step was to ask the parents if they had the financial means to support the children, a formality, Finstead said, because all of the prospective parents had already passed credit and background checks.
They need to pass a background check. They need to have a home study that they need to pass. As far as income, the income guidelines are not stringent, and there are supports for families who adopt through the county. What we are looking for is an ability to parent the children, that they need to be able to provide a home for them and accept the responsibilities and obligations of parenting, and then again to have passed the legal requirements around background check and home studies.
Judge Leffler then decreed the adoptions finalized. Jeff Farrell and his wife Nancy were present to finalize the adoption of their new child, Abigail. The Farrells had already adopted two other children, Jasmine and Matthew. They said they decided to adopt Abigail because of importance of keeping siblings together.
We wanted to keep the kids together.
Yes.
You know, there are three siblings, and we thought it was the best to keep all three kids together, and that way they can grow up together and know each other.
Now, the Farrells have three adopted children to love and care for.
We thought there's kids out there that really need homes. I mean, these poor kids didn't have anywhere to go, and we wanted to give them the love and a family that they deserved.
Finstead said she and her co-workers see the event as the good news update at the end of our process.
This is what we're always striving for, is to find families for children, and not just young children, but older children as well. So this, to us, is a party. This is a celebration.
For Murphy News Service, I am Rollins Park.